The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22, 1973, in London, England.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance, and of the existent there is no cessation. This seers have concluded by studying the nature of both.
There are two things, sat and asat. Sat means which exists, and asat means which does not exist. Temporarily it appears and again disappears. That is asat. The example is just like the sky and the cloud. Cloud appears, exists for some time, again disappears. But the sky remains always. This is the distinction between sat and asat. Try to understand. Sky, this material sky, this also does not exist. But so far our experience is concerned, we can understand the distinction between sat and asat, permanent and temporary. We cannot say non-existent exactly. Existing, when the cloud comes, it has got some activities. There is rainfall, and on account of rainfall on the ground, there is some new vegetation, new flowers. Everything looks very green in the rainy season. We get some products. So we cannot say it is false, but we can say it is temporary. Similarly, material world, matter, is not false, but it is non-partner. Bhutta bhutta pradhiyata. We'll find it in Bhagavad Gita. The Mahavadi philosopher says, Brahma Satta Jagat Mithya. The spirit is truth, and Jagat, this material world, is untrue, mithya, false. We say that everything is emanating from the Supreme. Jato vahimani bhutani jayanti. Everything is emanating from Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. So that cannot be false, because Absolute Truth, how from truth false will come? This is our truth. The matter may be temporary, but it is not false. The Vedic injunction is ma asato, ma asato, sadgama. Don't try to be entangled with the asat, sadasat, but try to come to the platform of sat. In the previous verse, jangina vathante te purusaṁ purusaṁ. Krishna says, those who are not disturbed by the material changes, sama dukkha sukhaṁ dhīraṁ sa amritattāya kalpate. our mission, human mission, is to come to the platform of Amritatva, immortal. We have discussed this point. Amritatva, immortality. The modern civilization, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they cannot imagine even that there is possibility of becoming immortal. They cannot imagine. And their brain is so dull that they cannot think of that we can become immortal. Then how Krishna is speaking about immortality? Is he speaking something nonsense, utopian? No, he is speaking the fact. Otherwise, if Krishna speaks something nonsense, utopian, then nobody would be interested to read Bhagavad Gita. We may be third-class men, that we indulge in Bhagavad Gita and Krishna speaking something utopian nonsense. But there are big, big acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya. Why they are giving attention to the reading of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna does not speak anything nonsense. The fact. So if it is the fact that there is possibility of becoming immortal, that is sat. So sat, our business should be to be engaged in the sat platform, not in the asat platform. Asat platform, non-permanent, or according to somebody's opinion, false. So false or non-permanent, whatever it may be, the real human civilization should be based on the purpose of becoming immortal, sat, not asat. That is the distinction between India and other countries. Now I'm not speaking of India of today, but India as it is. Big, big acharyas, just like Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the original acharya. Therefore, the birthday of Guru is called Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja means original Guru. Guru is the representative of Vyasadeva. This throne is called Vyasa Asana, sitting place of Vyasadeva. So, one who is a representative of Vyasadeva, he can sit on this throne. So Guru, by parampara system, Guru is seated on the Vyasasana because he is the representative. Just like in the high court, the bench, it is called bench. Actually, the bench is to be used by the head of the executive power, the king or the president. But the high court judge is the representative of the head executive. Therefore, he sits on that bench. So, Vyasadeva, so learned scholar, everyone knows how great scholar he was. He has written so many books. 4 Vedas, 18 Puranas, then Vedanta Sutra, then Upanishad, so many. Recorded, not written, recorded. So such a big scholar was residing. He was guiding the whole society, but he was living very humbly. Even Chanakya Pandit, he was Prime Minister, but he was living in a cottage. That is the distinction between Vedic or Indian civilization and the modern civilization. The Indian civilization means they are interested in thought, and others they are interested in asat. Asat means which will not exist. I have already explained. In India, of course, materially, 5,000 years ago, materially also, India was very opulent, 5,000 years. In 500 years or 400 years, India was so opulent that Europeans were attracted to go to India. Even during the time of Mughal Empire, it was so opulent. Those who have gone to India, you will find, if you visit in Delhi, the Red Fort, you will find there are pictures of birds and trees on the wall, and the eyes of the bird is now whole, or some parts, means it was bedecked with jewel. On the wall, there was decoration of birds, just like we paint now. There is also paint, but that is not painting, set up with stone. And the eyes and other parts of the bird or trees, flowers, they are bedecked with different types of jewels. Now all these jewels have been taken away when British government was there. And they are now protected in the British Museum, so far I've heard. But the jewels were taken away. That's a fact. Anyone can see that. So, material opulence, and of course, in India, it was not considered to have a big tin car or plastic plates. Material opulence means jewels, gold, silk, butter, that is material. Not plastic pots or plastic bucket, plastic cloth. There is no value. So anyway, India was concerned material opulence, whatever is gotten from the nature, not by industry, not engaging oneself in industry. Therefore, India, the leaders of India now, they are finding that on account of our negligence to the material side of life, we have become poor. So the purpose is that the East-West difference is that the Eastern people means India, they stressed on this short portion, the permanent portion, the spiritual civilization. Their aim was how to make this life perfect so that I can become immortal. as I explained the other day. Oihistam jat punarjanma jayaya, jat tat punarjanma jayaya. The whole effort was how to conquer our birth and death. So modern people, they do not understand that birth and death can be conquered. They can imagine it. Sometimes they say that by scientific advancement, someday we shall become immortal. They also expect to become immortal. But expect or not expect, here is the information from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, he is not speaking something nonsense or utopian. It is fact that we should be interested in the permanent life, not temporary life. This life, this material life is temporary. We may live for 10 years or 10 hours. There are living entities, they live for 10 minutes. And there are living entities who are living for 10 millions or 10 billions of years. Just like in the Brahma Loka. They live billions of years. So all these duration of life, different types of duration of life, are there within this material world. But still, it is not permanent. Even if you live for 10 billions of years, or you live for 10 minutes or 10 seconds, it is normal. That is being explained here. Na asata vidyate bhava. Asata of this material body, it has no endurance. It will not endure. It will not be permanently existing. Na bhava vidyate sataha. And the soul is permanent. It has no change. It will never be non-existent. Krishna is explaining. When Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these kings and soldiers who have assembled here, it is not that we did not exist in the past. So what is that? That means we are not this body. This body was not existing in the past, in my past life or duration of life. But as I am soul, I am existing now. I did exist in the past and I will exist in the future. That is, therefore, spirit has no such chain. Nartham Das Thakur has sung, Satasanga chari kainu asate bilas, te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phas. Karma bandha phas means entangled. Sometimes you have got experience that threads, they become entangled. It is very difficult to find out where the beginning is. Sometimes spoiled. So, on account of our attachment to this material body, we are becoming entangled. Satasanga chari kainu asate bilas. This meeting, as we are holding, this is called satsanga. Satsanga because here there is no other business, talking or nonsense or material things. Here only we talk about the spirit soul, about Krishna, about relationship with Krishna, how to act to satisfy Krishna. This is the business here. That is the requirement. Formerly, this place, manor, was known as Pigos Manor. Now we have made Bhaktivedanta Manor. What is the difference? Formerly it was for sense gratification. Now it is meant for elevating one to the spiritual standard of life. So anything can be changed like that. For satsanga, Satsangat mukta dusanga. If you continue, saka, as it is said, satsanga, then you advance in spiritual life. And if you associate with asa, then you become degraded. This is the policy. Satasanga chari kainu asate vilas te karane lagile mor karma mantra. Don't be entangled. Try to become liberated from the entangled. That is the mission of life. So these things cannot be understood so long we are in the darkness. Darkness means sinful life. The more we are engaged in sinful life, we cannot understand what is satsanga and what is asatsanga. So we should be purified. The whole human life is meant for purification. Jasma suddhita satya. Satya. Satya means existence. Suddhe. Suddhe means becomes purified. Just like a diseased man, contaminated by some disease. The medical treatment means he has to be purified from the contamination. Similarly, we are impure in this material existence by contamination of the three modes of materiality. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. See, even if we are contaminated by the quality of goodness of this material world, that is also contaminated. That is also cause of our entanglement. Goodness, Brahman, if he thinks that now I have Brahminical qualification, I am now educated, I am very cleansed, I am very controlled, this is a Brahminical qualification, I know what is what, jnanam vijnanam. But he does not try for becoming immortal, then that kind of thinking is also bondage. That I am this, I am that. Even though he is very learned, satya, sama, dhamma, titikha, suci, all these good qualities are there. But if he does not try to go further ahead, how to become immortal? So this type of fine entanglement is also entangled. And those who are passionate, they are thinking, I am so rich, I am so powerful, I have got so many nice business, bank balance, I have got my big family, nice wife. These are passion, conception of life. So they are certainly bound up. And those who are ignorant, means one does not know what is the value of life. Lying down anywhere, lazy, sleeping, unclean, do not know the value of life, there is ignorance. They are very firmly bound up. So liberation means the more you are enlightened, the value of life, the more, then you become liberated. The more you become liberated, the more you are advanced in your spiritual knowledge, sata, satsang. Therefore, these meetings which we hold every day, they are meant for advancing in spiritual life. Here there is no program how to become very rich, how to possess more motor cars, how to have more bank balance, how to have nice dress. These are material things. Or ignorance, how to sleep 34 hours a day, although you have got 24 hours. So here we see big men, they sleep up to 2 o'clock. Early rising means 2 o'clock. That is also early, but not at day 2 o'clock. At night 2 o'clock, if you rise, that is nice. But they are accustomed to get up 2 o'clock, because they think the more we sleep, we enjoy life. Therefore, they are sunnavadi. They want to become zero, sleeping always. Sunnavadi. Make everything zero. That is called sunnavadi. No, that is not life. Sunnavadi is not. Activity is life. Kirtaniya sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't become zero, but be engaged always in chanting Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. That is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. We are not going to be zero. We want to be very active, but active not for sense gratification, but for Krishna's service. You know, what is Krishna's service? That we are teaching, how to worship Krishna, Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dastam, Sakham Matu Nivedanam. These are 9 kinds of services. They are soft. The more we are engaged in these 9 kinds of different occupation, devotional service, the more we are elevated. And the more we are engaged in activities of material sense gratification, we are degraded. Samayeva hi kevalam. You have got nice office, material point of view, nice business. So if you perform that business, office work, your duty very nicely, but you have no Krishna consciousness. The Shastra says that samayeva hi kevalam, it is simply wasting time and laboring hard, that's all. Therefore, Krishna said that this is the distinction between sat and asat. And we should not be very much interested with the asat, then our life is spoiled. We should be interested with sat, that will make our life success. Then we make progress for omnipotent. Unfortunately, people at the present moment, they do not know, neither they can imagine even, that there is possibility of becoming immortal. This is very important point. There is not possibility, there is fact. And Krishna, kirtan is so important. This Shastra, many places this day. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa mukta sangha param bhajet. That param means a spiritual. There are 2 kinds of para and apara prakriti. Apara prakriti, para prakriti. Apara yam. Yam, this material world, is apara, inferior energy. It has to vidhi me prakriti para. Besides this, there is another prakriti, another nature, which is para. Para means spiritual. So, we should be interested with the para, not with the opera. Why? Now that is real life. That is real life. Here it is said, ubhayarapi, considering both this para and opera, the superior and inferior, tattva-darshibhi, who will study tattva-darshibhi. Tattva-darshi means those who have realized the truth, tattva-darshi. And you find this word, tattva, in various places. Tattva. Manushyanam sahasyesu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vrittimam tattva. In another place, janma karma medibham jujanati tattva. Tato maam jnatya visatita nanantram bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jasyami tattata. This word tattata is very important. Tattata means the absolute truth. True. Tattata means true. In the Bhagavata also you find vadanti tattata vidas tattam. Tattavida, those who are aware of the truth, they call this tattva. What is that tattva? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati. That tattva is called sometimes Brahma, sometimes Paramatma, and sometimes Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is the last word of tattva. Therefore, you'll find in every stanza, Vyasadeva is writing, but he is writing, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Don't think Vyasadeva says that, although I am writing, I am not the speaker. The speaker is the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The authority is the Supreme Personality of God. Not I. The modern so-called philosophers, scientists, scholars, they say, I think. Hey, what is your value? The great personality, they will not say like that. Never they will say. Therefore, Krishna will say, Tattva-darshini. It has been concluded by higher authorities. He is himself authority. Still, he is not speaking that I say. No. Sometimes he says, Motamamama, that is my opinion. But he is also following the principle, authoritative, Tattva-darshini. Tattva-darshini is having Ubhayarupi drishtya anta. Conclusion. Although Krishna is saying that this is sat and this is asat, this is permanent, and this is non-permanent. But still, he is giving evidence that tattva-darshini, those who have seen the truth, they have concluded like that. This is, means authority. They have concluded like that. Don't think that I am manufacturing something. No, tattva-darshini. This is the way of understanding. By that tattva-darshini, we also give reference sometimes in the modern age, that such and such professor says such and such. But they are not tattva-darshini. They are all speculators. They are not tattva-darshini. But we have to go to the tattva-darshini. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadekshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattva-darshini. So this tattva-darshini, tattva, this word, you should learn very nicely. That is authoritative. And others, they are not authoritative. They are simply speculation. Speculation means mental platform. It has no value. As this body is also non-permanent, the mind is also flickering. Mind is flickering, accepting something and rejecting something, the same thing, now accepted, again rejected. This is mind's business. So, mind cannot be tattva-darshini. Of course, we have to think with mind. But under the direction of authority, then we can reach real tattva. Padanti tattva vidastatyam jadgyanam adnayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavani iti sabhi. The Bhagavan is the last word of tattva. Thank you. Thank you.